I'm John Batchelor. Happy anniversary. Behind the Black, 13 years of watching commercial space surge ahead of big space, but at the same time, discoveries are all. We're exploring the solar system here in the early 21st century. Chandrayaan-3 on its way to the moon. What is Chandrayaan-3, Bob?
This is India's second attempt to put a rover on the moon. The first attempt, Chandrayaan-2, got very close to the surface, but then its engines ran out of fuel above the ground and it crashed. And so they decided to just rebuild the thing, basically, and go through it and make sure they can get the kinks out and try again. And so they launched this about 2 weeks ago. It's been in Earth orbit for the last 2 weeks, slowly raising that orbit to the point where it would be then be efficient to fire the engines and inject it into a lunar trajectory. And so they did that early this week. And it is now on its way to the moon. It'll take about 5 days to get there, which means it'll arrive around August 5th. It'll then put itself in lunar orbit and then spend about 2 weeks lowering that orbit slowly until it's in the right position for an attempt to descend softly to the surface on August 23rd. If that goes right, the Vikram lander, that's the lander, will gently place the Pragyan rover in the high southern latitudes of the moon, where the rover will then function for about 2 weeks, or basically the daylight portion of one lunar day. This is more an engineering mission for India than it is a science mission. Though, of course, science is going to be done. They just want to demonstrate they can land something under the planet, and that's a hard thing to do, so I hope they succeed.
Yes, I do too. We're watching Chandrayaan-3 as it approaches the moon for a touchdown. It's a robot. Okay, we go to a phenomenon. Comets have a great deal of water. Well, it's water ice. And that is my understanding, a deal of why we see tails. But something's happened to suggest that tails, even tails, are mortal. What's happened, Bob?
This is a comet called Comet 12P Pons-Brook. It's called a 12P for short. It's been known to exist for a long time. It has a 71-year orbit around the sun. It doesn't get tremendously close to the sun, so it doesn't usually brighten enough to make it a naked eye object. But last week, it suddenly erupted. And this happens to comets. You know, there is the heat from the sun causes some of that water ice to sublimate into gas. And if it's underground, it causes an eruption. And so this erupted, and it was the first time it had done so to this level in 7 decades. And it made the comet 100 times brighter than normal when this happened. What makes it even more interesting is when it happened, after a week or so, the gas from the water, which goes into the tail and is pulled away from the comet by the solar wind, it didn't go away in a single tail. It ended up going away in a split formation. And what they think is the case is that there is some geological feature on the surface of the comet's nucleus that is kind of shaping the tail into two pieces that are going off like almost like horns away from the comet. This comet will be closest to the Earth in the spring of next year, and considering these eruptions, it very likely could be visible to the naked eye, John.
Euclid is an ESA space telescope. It's had, I think they call it first light. Well, what's cool about this, Bob, it's pursuing dark matter, which we've never seen and are not entirely sure exists. It's really cool, Bob.
Yes, what they're doing is this is a space telescope that's going to actually map out the geographic locations of billions of galaxies, how they relate to each other in space. And when they do that, that's going to hopefully provide a lot of information, not only about dark matter, because that's this gravitational force, we don't know where it comes from, it'll tell us a lot about that, but it's also going to tell us a lot about dark energy, the so-called acceleration of the universe's expansion in the early universe. That expansion rate will be tested by this data, John, and there's a lot of physicists who are very excited to see that data, excited.
It's called Euclid, E-U-C-L-I-D, Pursuing the Unknowable. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Happy anniversary, Bob, Behind the Black, 13 years later. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.